Democratic Governor Janet Mills will present her two-year budget plan tomorrow. It's a proposal that is expected to have wide-ranging implications for Mainers, the Democratic-controlled legislature, and the governor herself. Chief political correspondent Steve Missler's here to talk about some of the initiatives we can expect and why the budget will generate so much scrutiny in the months ahead. Steve, before we get to the actual proposals that might be in the spending plan, can you first talk about why the budget is such a big deal?
Sure. I mean, almost anything of consequence that touches Mainers' lives is in the budget. And those things usually come with a price tag. So let's say you have children who attend public schools. The amount of state support for their education is in the budget. If you're a person who qualifies for health care through MainCare, which is the state's version of the Medicaid program, your ability to receive that care is controlled through the budget because while the bulk of the program is federally funded, the state kicks in a significant share. The same goes for other benefit programs for low-income people. The budget also controls how much money goes to support roads and bridges, how much we pay for state law enforcement, our court system, our jails and prisons, you name it. And tax increases or cuts are usually in the budget. And even the subsidy that we here at Maine Public get from the state is actually a budget initiative. So you can kind of get the idea. It's also important to note that Maine is one of the majority of states that requires the legislature to pass a balance budget. In other words, we can't deficit spend here like the federal government can do. Although it's worth noting that there have been many state budgets in the past that have used gimmicks to include spending initiatives that aren't necessarily paid for.
And there are political implications for the budget as well, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So most of the budget, roughly 75% of it, is relatively standard fare and uncontroversial. That's because most of it is spending that just sort of chugs along year to year without much change because it's essential to government operations. But the rest of it is effectively a political document that reveals the governor's policy priorities. And that can be controversial. If you recall, more recent budgets under Governor Paul LePage were the vehicles for some of his most ambitious initiatives, like slashing the income tax or funding for services like MainCare. And they led to some of the biggest fights in Augusta, not just with Democrats, but also Republicans. And those fights over the budget are why we had a government shutdown just 2 years ago. Mills faces a different challenge. I mean, she benefits from having Democrats in control of the legislature, but she's also made it clear during her campaign that she won't raise taxes. Well, there's a lot of big initiatives that Democrats in the legislature want that will be difficult to pay for without increasing taxes in some way, whether that's funding 55% of local education spending or increasing the state's aid to cities and towns to previous funding levels. Those two things alone could cost over $500 million. So that's going to be the fundamental tension right there. Mills's pledge not to raise taxes and what's often described in the state house as pent-up demand by Democrats. I mean, they've been relatively in the wilderness over the past 8 years, but they now control state government. And Republicans are watching. I mean, I was talking to one GOP leader just today who told me that he is a thermometer-like chart in his office that he's using to track spending increases, and he's just waiting, as he put it, for the spending requests to blow the top off. Now, of course, it's worth noting that spending increased under LePage, but that will be quickly forgotten if Mills's plan contains a lot of extravagant initiatives, and I honestly don't expect that it will.
Now, I notice you keep describing Mills' budget as a plan or a proposal. How come?
Right. Well, that's because the governor is required to introduce a two-year spending plan. But at the end of the day, the legislature is responsible for passing it, and that means there will likely be significant changes to whatever she rolls out on Friday. Now, that's not to say that the governor will be out of the picture once she puts her proposal forward. Her administration will be a key part of those negotiations that take place over the coming months. And those negotiations are always interesting because there's a lot of political transactions that can really manifest themselves. And of course, the result of those transactions can have a profound effect on Mainers, especially those whose lives intersect with the government.
Well, so far it's been pretty low key in Augusta since Mills took office last month, and it sounds like that could change in a big way tomorrow. Steve Missler's our chief political correspondent in Augusta. Thanks a lot, Steve.
You're welcome, Nora.